Good morning, everyone. Hope you've had a great week and looking forward to the week to come. As it's been said already, and keep Brother Paul and Sister Shirley in your prayers. I'm not exactly sure. He told me in a text that where he was going, but I forgot. I just blame it on the gray hair and this going, you know. But we appreciate him and his loyalty to the call for his always encouragement. You ever notice that about him? He's always got something positive to say. He's never down, Oh, I'm sure he gets down, but we all do. But he's good, and I believe he's been good for this church, and this church has been good for him. He's a good man. Of course, remember his children and grandchildren. We were fortunate to see the boys grow, and we were with them a lot back in the day, and we're so thankful for that. I'd like to call your attention this morning to the book of Psalms, and let's go to Proverbs first. Let's go to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 3, we're going to read two verses, maybe three out of this chapter. This is, of course, credited to Solomon. This is Proverbs 3, reading verse, at least verse 5 and 6 and maybe more. Trust, and it's a very familiar scripture, at least to me, I've heard it all my life. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Let's read on down to the 10th verse. Verse 8, it shall be health in thy navel and marrow in thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Correctly read those few verses found in the book of Proverbs. What's on our heart today? And would like to talk about for just a little bit is about trust. And I looked up the Hebrew meaning for trust and see if I can find it here. The word trust comes from a Hebrew word, and I'm not a Hebrew scholar, so I'll not begin to echo what it says as far as the word B-A-T-A-H is where it's derived from. But what I think is interesting, it's to trust, be confident or sure. Now there's one I want to get to too. Be bold, confident, secure, sure. Now listen to this, it says careless. Now we think of careless as, in other words, don't worry. If you trust in the Lord, he will direct your paths. Also, it says that trust, secure, confident, bold, careless, hope, one, sure, and so forth. Out of the Hebrew that this was derived out of in this book. So trust. When did you first learn to trust? I think in my life, the first place, the first person that I remember that I can remember trusting was my parents, my mother, and then my father. I trusted them. I trusted mom to take care of me when I was sick. She was by my side. When I was healthy, she was by my side. But I found there was a place come in my life at about 9 years old that trust in mom was great, don't get me wrong, but I couldn't go beyond that for my soul, because at age 9, in the front of True Hope Missionary Baptist Church up here in Springfield. I found one night that I was without God. I remember the preacher and the deacons and those coming by me as I sought the Lord at 10. They would say, trust in the Lord. I tried to deal with God with everything that I had, tried to trade out whatever I had to get saved, but that wasn't what he wanted. He wanted me. I found that he helped me to trust him, to trust him. And you'll find it throughout the Bible when men would trust God. Sitting there as I was thinking, as you were singing and so forth, what about Abraham when he had to take Isaac up to, the order was to kill him from God. But Abraham trusted God, because if you recall, before he left, he told those men that he would be back. Him and his son would be back. Now, he knew what he had to do when he went up to the mountain to slay his only child, but he trusted God. I can imagine as he stood there and as he had laid his son out as a sacrifice. And you know what? Even his son said, well, you know, I can hear him say, Father, you know, we've got all this. Where's the sacrifice? What did Abraham say? The Lord will provide. He trusted him. Now, with that said, and when he went to slay him, you know the story. He lifted the knife up to more or less gut his own son, and immediately in the thicket there appeared a ram, which he took for the sacrifice. In today's life, I find that a lot of places, a lot of things are going on that we've lost trust in. I'd like to be as Abraham was in that day. I'd like to be where I trust God as I did the night I sought him for salvation. You know, even we find that we've lost trust in a lot of places. A lot of people's lost trust in government, lost trust in law enforcement, lost trust in this and that. But my friend, we need to trust in the Lord. Remember when you got saved? You remember that hour, whether it be day or night? Mine was nighttime in late October of 1965. That was quite a few days ago. That's what this gray hair tells us. That's a long time ago. But I learned at the time that I couldn't trust in myself. I couldn't trust in my own. As he says here, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on your own understanding. A lot of things in life we think, well, how can that be? How can that change? How can God fix that? How can God do this? How can I do that? He says, lean not on your own understanding in all thy ways. All thy ways. I was thinking about this also. When you get up in the morning, you have probably a routine, at least when you get old like me, you do. You get up, you do this, you do that, and that's your day. But we can't lean on our own understanding. In all things, acknowledge Him. When you get up morning, do you talk to God or you just kind of start looking for coffee? Right? I mean, we might as well just lay it out there as it is. Be truthful. It's just us here today, and we just know this the way it is. But I find that if I'll start my day off before my coffee, trusting in the Lord and doing what He says and to acknowledge Him. I heard something someplace, I don't even know where it was at, but we heard a gentleman say, good morning, God. Do you ever greet God in the morning? I'll be sorry to say there's times I don't. But I need to trust in Him because He's the one that's making this heartbeat down in here. He's the one that's making the blood flow. He's the one that helps me when I'm sad. He's the one that helps me when I'm happy. He's the one when I need Him. 2 weeks ago, tomorrow, I lost a good friend. In fact, we live on this property. It's my daughter's that lives here, of course, in Missouri. It's her father-in-law. He had ALS and he passed away. We miss him something terrible. And in my way, I can think, oh, Lord, why'd you take him at 75 years old? Why did you do it? It's not for me to know. It was his time. The Bible says his appointed man wants to die. And after this, the judgment. And ladies, that means you too, mankind. I made a big mistake one time years and years ago. I was pastoring over in Dallas County, and I was talking about how that man needed to be saved. And the little girl in the back, little redhead, she was just as pretty as she could be. She turned to her mom and she whispered, "Mom, can little girls get saved too?" Oh, yeah. He just meant mankind because he created man first. It wasn't my deal. Made me the head of the house, part of responsibility. As you know, my wife's got a lot of health problems. And I feel that she's my responsibility. And rushed her to the hospital, and I picked her up off the floor, and I've done this and that to try to help her to keep going. But he created man first, and then he took woman out of his ribs. And that's what the Bible said. Ladies, I can't help that. You know, in this day and time, there are those that think, oh, you know, there's this and that we need to, and we're better than a man, or the man's better than a woman, or the man thinks he's a woman. Just all sorts of crazy things. But I want to tell you this. Acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths. He will. Yes, he will. That's what that Abraham was when he took Isaac up to slay him. He didn't try to think on his own merit, on his own mind. He didn't lean on his own understanding, but he acknowledged God in his way. And you know, God directed his paths. I still can see that. Can you? There he is. There's his. He's made an altar, and his son is. Son, just like God did his son. He went to slay him. He wasn't thinking about his own ways, his own thoughts. He was thinking about what God wanted. And he trusted in God enough to know that he was going to take care of him. I don't know. I don't really find it. But there's no doubt that Abraham thought that, well, if I slay him, God will raise him up. That's what kind of trust he had in him. Now, we began to talk a while ago about the night of our, or the day of our salvation. Did you found that you learned trust when you finally gave yourself to him, when you finally broke down and realized that you couldn't save yourself? It took a loving Heavenly Father through his Son, Jesus Christ, with his blood that was spilled on the cross, saved your soul, and you learned to trust in God. I'm glad I've got him now, don't you? As we stood over the body of our dear friend last week ago, we had his funeral. They had it out on their property. They buried him out on their property. And I thought, oh God, what's Cindy going to do? His wife, what's she going to do? What the boy's going to do? What's the daughter going to do? What's the grandson's going to do? And he reminded me of a day when my dad died. Oh, in my understanding, I wish he hadn't gone, but I didn't want him to come back in that shape. But I trust in God that he will raise him up one day, because God saved his soul as a boy over here at Schofield Baptist Church over in the country, over in Polk County. So let's look a little bit further here. Be wise not in thine own eyes. In other words, we need to trust him. Do you want to see your children saved? Do you want to see your grandchildren saved? You know they can be. And some of them have been. Why? Because they trusted in the Lord. He's all we got. When you get on the news, and I listen to Fox News in the car, and I should not do that because it just gets me all upset. But you know what I'm trying to do? God, you see the mess here we got in our country? We need to trust in him to take care of it. me not on my own understanding how it's going to come about, how he's going to help us. But we do know that he will, because God hears the affectionate, fervent prayer of a righteous man and ladies. He hears our prayer. You say, well, I'm just one person in this sand. Have you ever been to the beach? We used to live in Florida, and you go over to New Smyrna Beach, and you look at the sand, and you, there's just no way of counting those. God knows how many grains of sand there was, but I didn't. But as the sand of the seashore, all that you can see, he's counting them. He knows them. He knows everything. You know, he even talked about, he knows how many hairs are on our head. And I realize some of us have got more than others. But that's not what he's talking about. That just goes to show he knows every single hair on the head. Do we trust in him? I'm going to get to the bottom of my thought here in a moment. Honor the Lord with thy substance. Do you have a home? Do you have a roof over your head? Either you own it or you rent it. Thank God. That's part of the substance. Honor him with all thy substance. I had two cars. I can only drive one at a time. Sheila says she needs one, so I got two of them. Sheila's my wife. Most of you have met her. But I need to take that substance, honor him in that car, in the home, in the food. As you can tell, I've had plenty of food. I like to eat. That's one of my problems. I like to eat. Do you like chocolate? Oh, I love chocolate. And you can tell what it does to me. But anyway, let's honor him in all thy substance and thy first fruits of thine increase. When I was working for Jack Henry & Associates, I progressed and got raises and made more money than I ever had in my whole life. I was talking to the deacon at church where I go. I said, you know, God's been good to me, and he gave me I don't get that now, of course, because I retired. We're in a fixed income. But I went to God. I said, God, I've got more than I need now. And I did. I had more than I needed. I had all the bills paid. What do you want me to do with the increase? And you know what he told me? Little church in West Africa. It's named Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church. It sits there in the just outside of Kumasi. Went over there. Their money is in what's called CDs. It's not like a CD, what you think, but it's CEEDEE. And, of course, the balance in the money is different than it is here. You know, ours is worth a lot more than theirs. But before I left, I thought, I have all this left. I'm going to go home. And I gave 1,000 CDs to that little band there. I didn't need it. They needed it. If you get the increase, let's say you make a garden and you've got more than you need, it don't hurt to give it away. There's plenty of people out there today are starving to death, not only for food, but for the Word of God, and that we know that to be true in the Bible. It didn't hurt to give. All right, I'm about finished. It says, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled and with plenty, and presses shall burst out with new wine. Elton Church, you need a revival again. Did you know that? Oh, Terry, we had one. Brother Massey, we heard about that. Brother Massey was here. Yeah. But we can always use increase. Yeah. There are people in this neighborhood that don't darken this door. Oh, they wouldn't come if I asked them. How do you know that? You know, I believe in prayer. And I'm not going to go through the story when my wife was so sick and the big prayer meeting we had and Sister Shirley Cover was in the middle of it. But, you know, I find that prayer works. What about these people out here in Elton, Missouri? What about those that are lost out here? What about the people who live here and here? Oh, Terry, we invited, they wouldn't come. Do you know if you pray and pray hard enough, God will draw them in? How about your children, your grandchildren? You want to see them saved? You can pray and they will be saved. I really believe that. Again, trust. Trust in the Lord. We're going to conclude now, but remember these verses. I'm going to read verse 5 again and verse 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thine own understanding. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths.